lot of books out there in terms of the end times and the apocalypse and so forth. And for me, I felt a lot of it was very heavy in terms of all the Bible theology and all these things and the details of what goes on and what Bible prophecy says and so forth. So for me, I wanted to make it easier for the layman, and I felt interest in these sort of stories where there's a person trying to survive. And so I thought, you know, there's examples of books out there like Life of Pi or movies like Castaway or something like that. And I thought, what if I combine the two ideas together and make a book where you have that sort of setting of the end times, but it's more of a survival tale and trying to survive in that time. It's not really like other books about 666 and the Antichrist and so forth, but it's more a survival and how a person or a character would survive in that sort of end time scenario. That's what led me to write the book. It's written in a more laid-back and easy-to-read style in the sense that it doesn't read like a narrative or a novel. It's written in a first-person basis, and it's written as a diary or a journal that the main character is keeping every day. He's alone out there in the wilderness. He doesn't have anyone around him, and so what he does to sort of maintain his sanity is he keeps a journal. And it kind of sort of becomes his friend on a daily basis as he tries to survive. So it's written in that style, and people that have read the book, they told me that makes it easier to read that way as well. And they felt that it's interesting that way. It's not a narrative as such as other books are. So it comes across as an easy-to-read book. And also they appreciated the fact, which I mentioned earlier, in the sense that you're getting the end times and the apocalypse and all that, but you're not getting it in the sense of a mystery or something to solve or something to defeat the enemy or something like that. It's not like good versus evil as such. I mean, there is that, but it's not, you're pursuing an agenda against evil or something. It's not like that. It's more a first-person survival tale. So that's how it comes across. People that browse the book, I think they'll see that immediately. It sort of builds up. You get into the character's head as you go along, and it sort of builds up in terms of how he reacts, how he feels, his emotions, and what he's going through and what he's experiencing in that situation. I want the reader to enjoy the story, of course, and felt like it's something different and original than maybe something that's out there. There's other books on the subject, of course, of the end times and the apocalypse, but something, a different angle, I guess, I would say, from what's out there. And second of all, that the whole end times apocalypse thing doesn't have to be so cryptic or mysterious, I guess. It can be understandable for the layman, for the normal person. It's not something that scholars and Bible experts have to understand. It's something that I think anyone can come away with, understand some form of it and what goes on for that end times or apocalypse period. So that's what I think I'd like the reader to have walked away with, is just to enjoy it and to have understood that whole scenario. Perhaps maybe develop an interest of their own in pursuing that further reading and further in some other form or in some other book.